Good morning, Dean. We
Hello.
Know a little bit more about Super Bowl entertainment, don't we?
Well, yeah, we have the rundown of who is going to be performing. We knew that Kendrick Lamar is going to be doing the halftime show. He's the guy that won the Grammy Awards for Record of the Year and Song of the Year. Super, super popular rapper. But now we also know who's going to be doing some of the other performance numbers during the show. For example, the musician best known as Trombone Shorty and Christian singer-songwriter Laurie Daigle will be doing America the Beautiful together. They've got the R&B singer Ledisi with John Batiste. He's going to be doing a performance of Lift Every Voice and Sing. We have got the St. Augustine High School Marching Band that will usher both teams onto the stadium. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff besides the, halftime show that's going to be going on. People have been asking, you know, will there be special guests joining Kendrick Lamar for the halftime show? And the only one that I've heard about so far is the Grammy winner SZA, the R&B singer SZA. It's great. So should be a good halftime show.
A lot of people also looking forward to the Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary special. And who's on it now? Have they added people?
Yeah, they have. They've added a bunch of people to the roster for it all. It's going to be on February the 16th, so a week from Sunday. But listen to the names who are set for this. Adam Driver, Dave Chappelle, John Mulaney, Kim Kardashian, I'm going to watch anyway, Martin Short, Miley Cyrus, Paul McCartney, Paul Simon, Pedro Pascal, Peyton Manning, Quinta Brunson, Robert De Niro, Sabrina Carpenter, Scarlett Johansson, Steve Martin, Tom Hanks, Woody Harrelson, Adam Driver, and they say that more names are still to come. But that's a pretty good A-list yeah. lineup for a show.
Yeah, those are all clips, highlights, aren't they?
I think it's going to be highlights in people who are in the studio, like comprising the audience as well, that may be involved in some of the sketches.
What's going on with this Prince documentary that we've heard about for a while?
Yeah, this is turning into kind of a mess. After Prince passed away, a group came in wanting to do a 9-hour documentary about him. It's all set to be on Netflix. It's going to come from the same people that did the O.J. Simpson, O.J. Made in America. It was all set to go, all set to be released. Some of the members of Prince's estate changed from the time that they got the approval until the time the documentary was completed. They sat down, they watched the documentary, meaning the estate, and decided that they don't want it released now. I don't know what it was that set them off in this. I don't know why they changed their mind. But this 9-hour documentary now is going to go back up on the shelf. And coincidentally, the estate says that they are now going to do their own documentary on Prince. No idea when that'll be coming out, or you know how this is all going to take place. But a major reversal there for the Prince estate.
There's some Kanye West news today, and this is about a pardon he wants to see the president give, isn't it?
Yeah, he is calling on, you know, he famously met with President Trump in the Oval Office during the first term, and, you know, he calls himself, you know, a close friend of Donald Trump's now. I don't know how true that is exactly, but he has been posting the last couple of days the message, free puff, free puff. And it is a message that he wants Donald Trump to free Sean Diddy Combs, who is in jail right now on all kinds of sexual assault charges. No word from the president as to whether or not that would happen. So we'll keep an eye on all of that. You never know what can happen anymore.
Every day's anything can happen day. More from Dean coming up, including his list of things to do and a movie to see this weekend. I guess if there's a popular restaurant you always want to get into but never can, Sunday night would probably be open this weekend.
Yeah.
Dean has some other suggestions, too.
That's a good idea, actually.
Yeah.
And chances are that restaurant that nobody is going to go to will have the game on, so you'll be able to get a two-for-one kind of deal. Plus, Sunday is the final day for Chicago Restaurant Week, by the way. So a lot of the restaurants are doing discount menu packages for Chicago Restaurant Week. So check and see if your favorite restaurant is participating in that. If you go to choosechicago.com, you can get more information on Chicago Restaurant Week. But we've also got things like the auto show that's officially kicking off today. It's going to be running through the 17th of February. We've got the Chinatown Lunar New Year Parade that's going to be going on Sunday. Saturday, the Argyle neighborhood on the north side of Chicago, their Chinatown district, is doing their big special parade. But otherwise, we've got the Carole King musical, Beautiful, back in the Chicago area. This time it's at the Drury Lane Theater, and that's going to be going on through March 23rd. We've got the Writers Theater in Glencoe presenting an examination of the famous artist Frida Kahlo. Frida, A Self-Portrait, runs through February 23rd. We have got comedian Jake Johansson at Zany's through Saturday. We've got comedian Mecki Leeper at the Den Theater in Wicker Park. And also for Black History Month, the Synergy Theaters is doing a special series throughout the month of February, but they are doing movies like Malcolm X, Friday, other classic films throughout the month as well. So plenty going on. Music-wise this weekend, Ronnie Baker Brooks is at the Space venue in Evanston. We've got indie rockers Travis playing the Vic. And I know you're a fan of Japanese boy bands, Bob. The group called Psychic Fever. I knew you'd respond to that somewhat enthusiastically there at the Riviera on Saturday night as well. So let me get to the new movie that's opening this weekend. If ever there was a weekend to go check out some of the Oscar-nominated movies, this one is it. This time of year is sort of notorious for really not very good new movies that are coming out. It's, you know, it's sort of a dumping ground for the movie studios putting these movies out that they don't really care if you go see or not. The Valentine's Day offering this year is called Love Hurts. You know, usually they put out like a cute little rom-com, something like that for Valentine's Day. This one, Love Hurts, is neither rom nor com. There is hardly any of that. It's mostly a bloody martial arts-filled action movie, starring, of all people, the actor that won an Academy Award for Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, Ki-Hoo Kwan, and Oscar winner Ariana DeBose, who won her Academy Award for Steven Spielberg's West Side Story. Two actors completely wasted in this movie that's got a terrible storyline. It's a story about a guy who has a dark former life. Turns out that he was an assassin at one time, and now is a cheerful, friendly real estate agent. And the bad guys find out where he is. So it's the bad guys chasing the good guys, something that we've seen in movies, 500 times, something like that. Nothing original there. The choreography in this for the martial arts is so stiff and so unspontaneous. It's not even entertaining to watch the martial arts in this. The acting is not great, especially from the supporting cast in it. This movie is just a mess. It wants to be everything to everyone. It wants to be romantic for Valentine's Day. It's not. It wants to be a great action movie. It's not. It wants to be a comedy. There's very little of that there as well. So the best I could do on this one is Dean's List D minus.
Wow. It doesn't get any lower than that, does
well,
it?
Well, FF does. I gave it a couple of points because I don't really blame the actors for this. The writing is terrible in this movie. They had nothing to work with in this movie, but I gave them some credit. So I didn't go complete Dean's List F, but I did go D minus. But other than that, I loved it.
Two actors, good actors. I mean, they supposedly read the script ahead of time. How do they get mixed up in this?
Well, I've had actors literally tell me, you know, when I have asked the question in a polite way, it's like, you know, didn't you see this coming? Mm-hmm. You know, one actor specifically told me, Dean, we've all got mortgages to pay.
Yeah, I guess.
So, you know, there's that. But sometimes you just can't tell on when it's on the page. You can't tell how it's going to wind up turning out. But isn't it interesting that both Ki-Hoo Kwan and Ariana DeBose, both Oscar winners, and both of them winding up in a dog movie like this? It's not the first time that this has happened. The you know, sometimes, you know, Ki-Hoo Kwan, this is his first leading man role. He's usually the supporting character, but he's, you know, he's always this sort of mousy, almost Woody Allen-like, you know, quiet guy. And here you're supposed to believe that he's a former assassin. And Jackie Chan all of a sudden.
I read one review, Love Hurts is an apt title, as it physically hurt me while watching this movie.
Yeah, I said on TV earlier that the pain is really inflicted on the audience more than anybody in the movie.
Well, let us know if you hear about the Academy taking back their Oscars, okay?
That'd be nice. Recycle those things, sure.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Thank you, Dean.